We welcome you once again inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf alongside Greg Cosell, NFL Films senior producer. And Greg, let's talk now about the linebackers, players who would be inside linebackers in a 3-4, I suppose. And this is a position, of course, where the Eagles saw a lot of injuries in 2014. Perhaps they'll be interested in a free agent. And if they are, we'll start with Sean Weatherspoon, turning the clock back to 2013 because he missed the season with an Achilles injury. Former first-round pick, athletic, talented.
A movement player. I mean, that's his game. He's got very good quickness. Here you see him kind of read the play and attack the ball carrier. Weatherspoon is the kind of player that can play sideline to sideline. He can run. He's a run and hit, run and chase kind of player. That's his game.
Well, the opposite of that is Brandon Sykes here in Buffalo. Strictly a downhill run defender, I would say.
As violent a downhill run defender as you'll see in the league. Not really a pass defender. Plays strictly in confined space in the box. Maybe as good as there is in the league at doing what you're seeing him do right here, a violent, active, downhill player. That's what Brandon Sykes does.
All right, well, we stay in the NFC East and talk about David Harris, who has been in the league for a while, 31 years old, still very productive for the Jets.
Yeah, and boy, it's surprising to me. I remember when he came out of Michigan, it's hard to believe he's been in the league this long. He's a solid linebacker, had a lot of experience playing in the 3-4 with Rex Ryan, so he understands how to play in the 3-4. I think he's a consistent, solid, week-to-week linebacker.
All right, a younger player who came out just a few years ago from Washington, Mason Foster from the Tampa Bay Bucks. He's got some athleticism.
Yeah, and Foster, to me, when I watch him on film, has always been a little up and down. The talent is there. I don't think the production always matches that. I think the goal of any coaching staff with him is to try to get him to play with a little more consistency. But when you watch film on him, you do see the good plays, the big plays. He's been able to make plays in space as a coverage linebacker, making interceptions. So he's got the talent. I just think you need to see more consistency from his game.
All right, well, let's talk about a player who certainly made his name at the Super Bowl a couple years ago, Malcolm Smith, the former Super Bowl MVP for the Seahawks.
Yeah, and I think when all said and done, Bo, he's really a backup. I mean, he's got some athleticism. He's got some movement to him. But I think for the most part, he's a backup player. He obviously had that shining moment in the Super Bowl when he had to play. But I think given Seattle, look, Seattle had injuries at linebacker this year, and Malcolm Smith played and then did not play. So he was not even thought of highly enough in Seattle to be able to get on the field when they had injuries. So I think he's the kind of guy, if you sign him, he's a compete player.
All right, another former first-round pick now, Ray Maulaga from Cincinnati. He was the man in the middle for that 4-3 defense.
Yeah, and he's a 4-3 Mike, and ultimately, he ended up playing well this year when he came back from injury. He helped this defense, the Cincinnati defense, improve. But I don't think he's a player you play in your sub packages. He's basically a base personnel interior defender. I guess theoretically he could play in a 3-4 as kind of your Mike in a 3-4, you know, the more physical kind of strong side linebacker in a 3-4. But he's an inside-the-box player.
All right, Greg, let's now talk about Justin Durant from the Dallas Cowboys. Has had his trouble staying healthy, but when healthy, he is an athletic, talented player.
Yeah, another player that's been around a little longer than you realize. Durant been with a number of teams. He can play in coverage. He can run. His game is athletic movement. He's not a physical interior player. So, again, you have to understand, it's like we talked about with all the positions that we talk about, but you have to understand what the player is and how he fits in your defense. You can't ask Justin Durant, for instance, to do what Brandon Sykes does, because Justin Durant can't do that. So you have to understand what the player is and how he fits into your scheme.
And if you're looking for that versatility inside at linebacker, Bruce Carter might be your guy.
Yeah.
Staying in Dallas, of course, he can do a little bit in the passing game as well, as we'll see here.
Yeah, I think Bruce Carter actually has a skill set, Bo, where he can pretty much do anything, and he's shown that at times in the NFL. Again, it's consistency, which is such a hard thing. You know, we all always talk about that. But I think Bruce Carter, I remember when he came out of North Carolina, big-time athlete, complete skill set. There's a lot to like about his physical attributes, and I think he can play pretty much any linebacker position.
And that will do it, Greg, for our look at the potential linebackers available in free agency to every team in the NFL, including the Eagles, of course. For Greg Cosell, I'm Bo Wolf. We will see you next time inside the film room.